Children are a gift from the Lord.
我们的孩子是神赐给我们的礼物。
And they are wonderful.
他们真是很美好。
Until they start disobeying.
直到他们不听话的时候就不那么美好了。
And then we have the challenge of raising them and training them.
然后我们就迎接了这个挑战，要让他们平静下来，然后训练他们。
When I saw the color today, when I saw the color of the bulletin,
今天我看见这个报告事项的这张纸的颜色的时候，
I knew it wasn't Valentine's Day.
我知道今天不是情人节。
I knew it must be Mother's Day.
今天应该是母亲节。
Our two grandsons here in Northgate area.
我有两个孙子在这个 Northgate 这个地方。
Joshua and Caleb, they are 5 and 2 years old.
我那两个孙子，一个叫 Joshua， 一个叫 Caleb， 一个5岁，一个2岁。
My wife and I commit to see them every week, once a week, and have dinner with them and walk with them and love them. But we commit ourselves to see them every week.
我和我的太太这样决定，就下了个决心，就是我们每周都来见一次我们的孙子，我和他们在一起玩，和他们一起吃饭，然后还有很多的其他的事情。
But we have 2 grandchildren in Southern California that we only see maybe 3 times a year.
我另外还有两个孙子辈的，那两个呢住在南加州，我差不多一年只能看见他们3次。
So I watch my wife's face and I can see some sadness sometimes.
有时候我看见我太太的脸，我有时候看见那些她脸上有一些悲伤的表情。
So for her Mother's Day gift, I did not go to a store.
我太太我没有给到一个礼品店去给太太买一个母亲节的礼物。
I went to an airlines.
我去了一个航空公司。
And I sent her down as Mother's Day gift to be with our youngest son.
我呢就给他买了张机票，作为母亲节的礼物，把他送到我们最年轻的儿子那里。
Who's the father of our only granddaughter?
我那个儿子是我唯一的孙女的父亲。
And our other grandson, and those two are 9 and 7.
我那两个孙辈呢，是一个是9岁，一个是7岁。
My wife is very happy.
我的太太真是非常高兴。
As she's with her son, our son.
今天呢，她就和我们的儿子在一起。
And grandchildren.
和我的孙子在一起。
On Mother's Day.
在母亲节的时候。
I will go home to an empty house.
今天我回家的时候，我家里就是个空房子了。
But I know how to cook.
但是我知道我是怎样，我知道怎样煮饭。
So how about we're good?
还不错。
I want to have the mothers rise today, please.
我今天想邀请我在座的母亲们能够起来起立。
If the moms would rise, I'd like to pray for you.
我愿意为你们祷告。
Father, these are women who you have given the gift of children to.
我们在天上的父啊，这些站立的妇女是你所赐给他们儿童，他们的儿童作为礼物。
You gave the gift of children, and they have been instructed to raise them in the fear of the Lord.
你给他们儿童作为礼物，他们也在从那以后在那里培养这个儿童，也是把这个儿童作为献给神的礼物。
Maybe they've had a hard time raising them and training them.
有可能他们培养儿童长大的时候，训练他们的时候碰到了很多的困难。
But you are with them in their journey.
但是主，你在这个过程中与他们同在。
So in joy and in sadness,
但所以不论是喜乐还是悲伤的时候，
we pray you'll strengthen these mothers.
我们祷告你能够给这些母亲们有力量
for their journeys that lie in front of them.
为了这个培养的过程中，在前面的路上你与他们同在。
May they look not to their children for their reward.
愿他们不单单把儿童看成是他们的奖赏，
but look to Jesus for his strength and award.
也能够看到耶稣作为他们的奖赏。
Bless Father, because you are with them.
愿父能够 祝福他们，因为你与他们同在。
And would the rest of the women in the room, please rise too?
请在座其他的妇女能够也一起站起来。
All the other women, please rise.
所有的女性都能够站起来。
Father, you love women.
父啊，你是爱妇女的。
They are of equal value as men in your eyes.
在你的眼中，他们和男人一样是同等的。
You have given them spiritual gifts.
你给了他们属灵的礼物。
You have given them roles to play.
你也给他们一个角色，让他们能够扮演这个角色。
And we value them today as sisters in Christ.
我们今天在这里要称他们为主内的姐妹。
For the women who don't know you yet.
愿对那些还没有认识你的妇女来说。
For the women who haven't received Christ as Lord and Savior yet.
对那些妇女还没有接受主耶稣基督作为救主的来说
，We pray today would be a turning point to you.
愿今天能够变成你们生命中转折的一天。
That they would give you their hearts and their minds.
愿他们能够打开他的心门。
And as a group of women, Father, we bless them today.
愿在座的这一群妇女，我们今天，父啊，你能够祝福他们。
We honor them as part.Of the bride of Christ.
我们今天也能够在这里，把他们称为主的新娘。
In your presence there is great joy.
在你同在的时候，真是有极大的喜乐。
Would you keep them in your presence?
愿你能够，把他们，让他们与你同在。
And may every woman choose to be in Christ.
愿所有的妇女都能够选择在主耶稣基督中。
And to finish well in Christ.
能够在主耶稣基督中得到 达到最终。
Hear our prayer, Father.
愿主能够听我们祷告。
Bless as you will.
愿你能够祝福我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。阿门。
请坐。
请坐。
Last time I came about 2 weeks ago.
两周以前我来的时候。
I asked you if you have ever read if you've ever read a book that was smarter than you.
我问了大家一个问题，你们有没有读过一本书，书里所你觉得那本书比你更聪明一些
？The Word of God is smarter than we are.
神的话语比我们更聪明。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
天和地就要过去，但是神的话从永远不会过去。
So this is the very best investment.
这本书就是最好的投资。
But I introduce you to a book which is a classic book.
我介绍给你们一本书，那本书是很传统的一本书。
It's by Dr. Robert Coleman.
这个是这个 Robert Coleman 这个博士写的一本书。
And it's called The Master Plan of Evangelism.
这个就是说，这个就是传福音的这个大的这个计划。
And he studied and studied the eyewitness accounts of Jesus, and he extracted principles from it as to how Jesus made disciples.
这本书所讲的呢，就是说那些亲眼所见过耶稣基督的那些人，他从他们的话语、他们的行为中呢，总结出来一些事实，就是说。主耶稣基督是怎样培训他的门徒的
？And there are over three million copies of the book that have been bought already.
差不多有300万的书，这个书已经售出了有300万本了。
It's a classic because the principles will last.
这个是很传统的一本书，这很典型的一本书，就是说这个里面的这个书里面的这些话语会一直存留下去的。
And Jesus used these principles not as programs, but as principles to train disciples.
耶稣基督用了这些原则，不是用一些编好的程序来，而是用这些原则来培训那些门徒们。
And Dr. Coleman writes, there was a small group of faithful women.Who ministered to Jesus and helped his ministry with their resources?
这个 Dr. Coleman 这本书里是写有一些妇女，这样一些妇女，她们在耶稣的时候，她们用她们的这个所有的所拥有的东西来帮助耶稣。
For example, Mary and Martha.
举个例子，有就玛丽和马大
，Mary Magdalene，
啊，还有抹大拉的玛丽
，Joanna，
玛丽，玛丽
，Joanna and Susanna，
还有一个 Joanna 和 Susanna，
and many others in Luke 8:1-3。
还有其他的一些妇女，她这些都是在路加福音八章一到三节中描写她们。
Some of these women were with Jesus to the very end when he died on Calvary's cross to pay for all sins.
有一些妇女，这些妇女中的一些人呢，一直跟随耶稣基督到最终的阶段，就是到耶稣基督在加利利山上上十字架的时候。
Jesus certainly did not refuse their gracious kindness.
耶稣当然没有拒绝他们那个时候的慷慨。
And often took the occasion to help them in their faith.
耶稣基督经常利用各种的机会能够增强他们的信心。
Jesus welcomed their assistance, but did not try to incorporate these women into the select company of his chosen disciples.
耶稣基督呢，也很欢迎他们的帮助，但是耶稣基督并没有特意把这些妇女作为门徒中的一部分。
Jesus' discipleship training of select men was not favoritism.
耶稣基督那个时候所选的门徒，并不是说他喜欢谁就选谁。
Men and women have equal value in God's eyes.
男人和女人在神的眼中是有同等的价值的。
However, Jesus did concentrate on his male disciples who would face dangerous evangelism futures.
但是我们知道耶稣基督那时候所选的那些门徒们都是男性，因为那些男性所要面对将来是很危险的境界。
And many of his original disciples would face death and martyrdom for him.
那些他以前的那些就是门徒们，就是很多最后都是面对了死亡或者是殉道了。
So how did Jesus make disciples?
所以这耶稣是怎样培训他的门徒的呢？
How did Jesus train his disciples to carry on his important work of making more faithful disciples who would also follow him?
耶稣基督是怎样在那时候训练和培训他的一些门徒，使他的能够那些门徒将来能够接着做他的工作，能够培养更多的门徒。
He did not use formulas and he did not use programs.
他并没有用一个公式，也没有用一个程式来做这样的事情。
He used sacrificial principles in making disciples who would follow him.
他用了一个牺牲的原则来培养他的门徒，然后他的门徒能够跟随他。
And brothers and sisters, Jesus commands that all of his true disciples are to make disciples.
耶稣命令我们，他的真的门徒，他的门徒们，能够培养新的门徒，能够跟随耶稣基督。
Say this, I am not too old to make disciples.
我们来大家一起说，我培训门徒，我并不是太老而不能培训门徒。
Can you say it in Chinese? I am not too old to make disciples.
It's kind of hard.
It is kind of hard because disciple making is hard.
对，培养朋友门徒是很难的一件事情，这说这句话也很难。
You hesitate.
你们有些犹豫啊。
You might say to me, 老安啊。But I am very busy. 我很忙 I'm very busy.
你们有可能对我说，老安啊，我很忙哎，我不能这样。
Don't say that to me.
不要跟我说这样的话。
I will say to you, what are you busy with?
我就会问你，你忙什么呀？
And if we look very carefully at your calendars,
你看看你的日历上，你仔细的看一看。
We might find out that you're busy doing good things.
我们可能发现你在那里忙是因为你做了些好事
but maybe not the best things.
但是并不是这个是并不是最好的事情。
And so Jesus commands all real Christians,
所以耶稣在那里命令所有的真的基督徒
No matter how old you are,
不管你多老,
or perhaps too young as you are,
或者有可能你太年轻,
to make disciples for him.
能够在那里培养训练新的门徒是为了耶稣基督的缘故。
Those Christians who disregard Jesus,
那些那些基督有些基督徒并不遵从这样耶稣的这个命令。
And do not prioritize their lives to make disciples will displease him.
他们并不把这个培养门徒作为一个很重要的事情，这样的人并不讨耶稣的喜悦。
But those real Christians who obey Jesus in making disciples will please him.
那些真的基督徒在那里培养新的门徒的那些基督徒会讨耶稣的喜悦。
Making disciples was to be a major purpose in every true Christian's life.
培养门徒培训门徒是一个很大的很重要的事情，这个事情是耶稣真的基督徒中生命中一个很要紧的事。
Making disciples for Christ was going to be part of a large plan to build the kingdom of God.
为耶稣基督培养门徒是建立耶稣基督这个王国中一个大计划中很重要的一部分。
And making true disciples of Christ would help reach people who are facing eternity separated from God in a very painful hell.
如果他这个为耶稣基督培养门徒是会帮助能够接触那些那些人，那些人呢，他们会本来是和耶稣基督分开的，他们也会进永死的，他们会进地狱的人，能够让我们能够接触那些人。
So brothers and sisters, making disciples is supposed to be a very deep, high, and important.Command in our lives.
所以培养门徒对我们在我们生命中来说，这是一个很重要的从耶稣那里来的命令。
And Matthew 28:16-20 gives us the great, great, great commission, and we're going to leave it. But you know that commission: Go and make disciples of all people groups.
这个在马太福音28:16-20中间就讲了这样一个大使命，就是你们都知道，就是你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Okay, so brothers and sisters, you may say, that's an important topic, but I'm not really interested in that.
弟兄姐妹们，你有可能会说啊，那是个很要紧的题目，但是你知道，我对这个并不是很感兴趣。
I'm still going to teach this.
但是我还要教你们这个功课。
The first thing Jesus did,
耶稣基督所说的第一件事,
and the first principle he used,
第一个原则他做的,
was selection.
就是挑选门徒。
Jesus chose from them 12.
耶稣从门徒那些人跟从他的人中间选了12个门徒。
Luke 6:13.
路加福音6:13.
Men were his method to win the world to God.
人
He chose these 12 to win people to Christ.
神这个耶稣用这个办法能够把这个世界带到神的面前，他就是挑选的人。
And he chose men who wanted to learn and were willing to learn.
他选那些人是想要学的，而且愿意学的人。
He carefully prayed for them.
他很小心地为他们祷告。
And his father gave him the list of names.
他的父给了他这些人的名单。
And he concentrated on a few selected ones.
他只是注重在那些一小部分那些被选择的人身上。
He could manage 12 disciples who were with him regularly.
然后呢，这样的话呢，他就能够在这里管理那些那十二个跟从他的门徒。
And the more concentrated the training group,
你知道这个在这个更集中的这些小的一个小小组中间
，the greater Jesus' opportunities to train his disciples well.
因为这个小组比较小，所以耶稣基督能够更加集中的训练他们，训练得更好。
Jesus did not neglect the crowds, though.
耶稣并没有把那些大众所忽略。
But he knew that they would be mostly superficial in what they saw and what they wanted to see.
但是耶稣知道那些大众们，对那些他们看见的、他们所知道的认识，只是很表面上的。
So Dr. Coleman challenged. He says we have to decide where we want our ministry to count.
所以我们这个刚这本书的作者 Dr. Coleman 就在这里说，我们要决定我们的这个计划，我们的施工是在哪里。
Who are those people that Christ will give us to train as his disciples? Who are they?
耶稣基督教给我们的那些人，让我们去培训他们呢，那些人是谁呢？
We will not discover that unless we pray seriously. Lord, show me who am I to train.
我们如果不认真仔细的祷告的话，我们是不能发现这些人的。因为我们一定要祷告之后，我们问耶稣，问主，我们的这些我们要培训的那些人在哪里，然后才可以知道。
Brothers and sisters, I'm helping us see the steps that we are to follow as we make disciples.
这里我愿意帮助大家，我们要采取什么步骤能够做这个使命，就是培训门徒。
Second principle, association.
第二个原则就是说，这个培训门徒就是要关联相连。
Matthew 28:20, Lo, I am with you always.
马太福音28:20是这样说的。
Jesus stayed with his disciples and he let them follow him around.
就是说凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在直到世界的末了。这个耶稣的原则就是说他选了这些门徒之后就和这些门徒在一起。
As he got closer to Calvary's cross,
当耶稣基督离这个加利利山上的十字架越来越近的时候，
he spent more time with his chosen ones.
他和在这个门徒身上所花的时间更多了，和他这门徒在一起。
He followed up.
他和他们门徒在一起。
He emphasized.
他强调。
He repeated his teachings.
他把他的教训一遍又一遍的重复。
He trained them so they would really grasp what he was teaching them.
他训练那些门徒们，使能够那些门徒们能够明白他要训练的是他们是什么。
The two men who led me to Christ,
带我去信耶稣的两个人中间
are very close to 90 now.
当初带我信耶稣的两个人现在已经差不多90岁了。
They are still making disciples.
这两个人现在还在训练门徒。
One focuses on the Japanese people.
一个是主要关注在这个日本人身上。
And one focuses on the Middle Eastern people.
另一个主要是在训练这个中东的人。
All my life I have watched them making disciples.
我这一生一直在那里观察那两个人，他们这一生都是在那里培训门徒。
And they won me to Christ because of who they were and how passionate they were in loving me and bringing me to Christ.
那两个人把我带到了神的面前，能够赢得了我，因为他们真是很热忱、很热心的带我。
And the third principle Jesus used, which we can use and should use.
第三个原则耶稣基督所用的就是我们也可以用的
is consecration
就是奉献委身
Matthew 11:29 take my yoke upon you
马太福音11:29是这样说的你们当负我的轭学我的样式
Jesus required and requires absolute obedience
耶稣呢，在那里要求我们是要有完全的顺服。
And if we absolutely obey him,
如果我们完全顺服他的话,
we will take on his character.
我们就能够学到他的性格品格。
He will transform us into being like him and having values like him.
他就会在那里改变我们的生命，让我们能够越来越像他。
And real disciples will follow him through the cross.
真的门徒的话，就会跟着耶稣基督背上十字架。
And real disciples will surrender their lives to him.
真的门徒的话，会把自己的生命交给耶稣。
Remember that great reminder and warning?
大家都记得那个大使命吗？
Real disciples cannot serve both God and money.
就是耶稣所说的那句话吗？就是真的门徒的话是不能同时侍奉耶稣，也不能同时侍奉神，也同时侍奉金钱的。
So real disciples have to count the cost of following Jesus all the way through their lives.
真的门徒的话就会在这里数算在这里数算怎样跟从耶稣到一生。
Obeying him means we have progressively more biblical truth revealed to us.
如果我们跟从耶稣基督的话，我们就可以得到这个圣经中更多的启示。
And so Jesus said, if you love me, you will be very busy.
No.
If you love me,
耶稣说，如果你爱我的话，
you will keep my commandments.
你会遵我的命。
So don't say I love you and then break my commandments. Don't do that. I'm not fooled. I'm not fooled.
不要说对耶稣说我爱你，但是你又不遵行耶稣的旨意。
Consecration means no indifference and no mama hoo hoo. No mediocrity, no lukewarmness for him.
这个奉献或者委身的意思就是说你对神的话不会无所谓，也不会做一个庸俗的人在神面前，就是你做一个中庸的人在神面前。
You might say, Brother Andrews, I'm getting really a dry throat.
我有人说Andrew 弟兄啊，我的喉咙真的是很干嘞。
This is really hard.
这个是很难的事情嘞。
Didn't you bring any fun illustrations today?
你今天有没有带来一些很有趣的那些道具啊？
John 4:30, My meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
这个约翰福音这里说，耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
My meat,
我的食物，
not my mush.
Mush
pablum cereal.
是我的食物，不是我的那个早餐吃的那些小点心。
Meat,
我的真的食物，
is to do the will of him who sent me.
就是做神的旨意，因为他派了我来。
Principle number four.
第四个原则。
Impartation.
Impartation 就是这个传授的意思。
John 20 verse 22.
约翰福音二十章二十二节。
This is
不是传授，就是。
This is great. You talk about Mother's Day gifts. This is a better gift.
这个是很要紧的一个事情，就是我们说这个母亲节的礼物，其实就是这里就有一个很大的礼物。
John 20 verse 22, receive you the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音二十章二十二节就是说，说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
What a gift!
这个是什么样的礼物啊？
The Holy Spirit given to us, to Christians, to help us.
这个圣灵给了我们这些基督徒，能够帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit gets to be our ally.
圣灵变成了我们的这个同盟。
And too bad he is underemployed.
但是很不幸，这个圣灵现在失业了。
Sometimes we don't have a self because we do not
因为我们有时候找不到帮助，因为我们并不去找圣灵来帮助我们。
Sometimes we don't get his help.
有时候我们没有得到圣灵的帮助。
Because we are too.
有时候我们得不到圣灵的帮助，因为我们太忙了。
It's true.
真的是这样。
Here he is, and he is the Holy Spirit is to give us his peace.
圣灵就在这里，圣灵给了我们平安喜乐。
His joy.
喜乐。
His joy.
Yeah, 喜乐。
I gotta make sure.
这大家要知道喜乐。
The keys to the kingdom.
然后是那去天国的钥匙。
He's the comforter and the advocate.
他是那个安慰我们的人，也是给我们做建议的人。
The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
圣灵能够带领我们去一切的真理那里。
He will show us future things.
圣灵能够把将来的事情显给我们看。
He will teach us what we need to know.
圣灵会教导我们，我们应该知道什么。
And he will glorify Christ and make Christ real to us.
圣灵也能够会在那里荣耀十字架，然后把十字架显给我们看。
Don't you feel like clapping?
你有没有想要拍手啊？
That's a great gift.
这个是很大的一个礼物。
I cannot find that at Best Buy.
我在 Best Buy 是找不到这样的礼物。
Costco doesn't have the Holy Spirit for sale.
Costco 也没有卖这个圣灵的。
It's a gift. The Holy Spirit is the gift to us.
这个圣灵是给我们一个大的礼物。
And because we don't call on Him, we grieve Him.
因为我们并不是在那里呼求圣灵，所以我们使圣灵悲伤了。
Have any of you ever made mistakes in living in the body of Christ? Anybody ever make mistakes?
在主中间生活，大家有没有犯过错误啊？
Did the Holy Spirit want us to make those mistakes?
是不是圣灵想要我们做这些犯这些错误呢？
He could have helped us if we had asked him. I don't know what to do.So therefore, I will not speak. I will not say this until I'm sure that you are with me.
如果我们在那里呼求圣灵的说，圣灵的时候，我们告诉圣灵，我们不知道怎么做，我们真的是不知道怎么办。你能够帮助我们，那个时候圣灵就会在那里帮助我们。
Have you ever said words and there they go, and you say, "Oh no, no, no! I didn't mean that," and they're gone.
有没有你说出去的话然后你就后悔了，你说哎，我不是这个意思，但是这个话已经说出去了。
Have you ever spoken when you're quite certain the Holy Spirit gave you the words?
有如果圣灵给你的时候感动的时候，你有没有说出这样的话呢？
You notice what happens when the Holy Spirit gives you the words and it goes out from you.
那时候你就会自己会感觉到，如果圣灵给了你话语的话，你把那些话语说出来，你心里会有感动的。
Receive you the Holy Spirit.
就是要从你的心中来接受圣灵。
Don't give me any more presents. I got the good one here.
不要给我其他的礼物了，我有了这个很好的礼物。
Principle number five, demonstration.
第五个原则就是示范给门徒。
John 13 verse 15.
约翰福音十三章十五节。
I, Jesus, have given you an example.
十五节这样讲的，我给你们做了榜样，是叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
I gave you this example to you. Have you ever noticed if you have children that they copy you?
如果你有孩子的话，你有没有注意到你的孩子会在那里复制你所行的？
Have you ever said or done something that you wish you had because they started copying you right away?
你有没有有一个后悔的时候？因为有时候你的孩子在那里直接就把你所行的在那里复制给你看。
So they do it in public.
然后他
and people say, "Where did that child get that?"
那些儿童就是在大众面前做这样的事情，别人就怀疑的，就在那里疑问，这个孩子从哪学来的？不是，那是谁的女儿？他的母亲那里。
Pass the blame.
然后那些其他人就把这些抱怨就指责他的父母那里。
Jesus showed his disciples how to live.
耶稣在那里显给他们他的那些门徒看怎样 生活。
He showed them how to pray.
显给他们是怎给他们告诉他们怎样的祷告。
He showed them how to know and to use the Holy Scriptures in their proper context.
然后他也在那里显给他的门徒看怎样用圣经上的合适的话语。
He showed them how to win souls.
然后耶稣也显给他们看怎样赢得别人的灵魂。
He taught them naturally. He didn't need a classroom. He taught them naturally. When he saw the teachable moments, he taught them naturally. It was easy for him to find the teachable moments.
耶稣在那里一旦找到合适的时刻能够 教导他的门徒的话他就在那里教导他们。
First he demonstrated, then later he explained if needed.
刚开始的时候耶稣在那里先显示给他们看然后再给他们解释如果有必要的话。
How many of you have ever said to your children,Leave the kitchen. It's too much trouble to teach you how to do that.
You, 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 you,
you,
you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you,
you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you, you,
耶稣在那里亲就显给他们显给他的门徒看怎样做这样的事情然后他的门徒能够跟着一起做
Don't worry, only three more
不要担心还有三个原则
Next, delegation
下面一个原则就是委托
Matthew 4:19
马太福音4:19
I will make you fishers of men
耶稣对他们说来跟从我我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样
Jesus gave work assignments to his disciples
就是耶稣给了他的那些门徒有这个功课要做
He gave them instructions before he sent them out
他让把这些门徒派出去之前他给那些门徒怎样做的指令
He taught them how to identify people who would follow up the work after they had left. Find the key people.
他教那些门徒怎样找到那些人，那些可以教的人。当那些门徒离开的时候，那些人会接着做他们门徒所做的事。
He taught them about spiritual warfare, and he warned them that spiritual warfare is very dangerous, but the Holy Spirit and the power of God is with you.
他呢也教导他的门徒那里有属灵的征战他告诉那些门徒属灵的征战是很难的但是你们有圣灵同在你们可以应付
And he told his disciples expect the gospel when it is preached right if it is obeyed it will bring revolutionary changes
他也教导他的门徒如果他们能够遵从这个圣灵的话他那些他们在生命中就会得到革命性的改变。
He gave his authority and his power to his disciples.
他把那些权柄和那个能力交给他的门徒。
He had them work in pairs and on teams.
他让那些门徒两个两个的出去，能够在一起同工。
And he expected them to obey him in all things.
然后他也期待那些门徒在所有的事情上都能够遵从他的话语。
The next principle is supervision.
最下面一个下面一个这个原则呢，就是要监督。
Do you know why I did this?
你知道我为什么要做这个显示
？Because some people learn through the eye channel.
因为有些人是通过这个读来学东西的。
I know some of you are not listening.
我知道有些人在这里并没有听。
You're polite, but I know.
我知道你们比较客气，但是我知道。
But if you see it,
但是如果你看见的话
there's a chance to remember it,
然后你就有可能会记住。
I'm not tricking you.
我并不跟你们开玩笑。
It's an educational principle.
这是一个教育的办法。
Repetition helps people learn.
不停的重复能够帮助别人能够学。
Supervision. He constantly checked his disciples and expected them to report to him.
这个耶稣呢，是监督是这样子的，他一直在那里检查他的门徒的工作。
He constantly reviewed and applied what he was teaching to them. He was checking them.
他在那里一直向他的门徒显示他是怎样教他们的，然后他也是在那里监督他们，能够检查他们的工作。
How many of you have ever been brave enough to teach your children to drive a vehicle?
你们有多少是能够那样的胆子大，能够教你的孩子开车的？这个、
If you take them out two times,
你是不是就把他们带出去两次？
And say, okay, here's the key, see you later.
这个就是车钥匙，等一下我再跟你见面啊。
You constantly check them.
你在那里不停地检查他们的工作。
And when you drove with them, when they drove and you sat there,
当那个你的孩子在边上驾驶，你坐在边上的话
，Your knuckles were white.
你的手发白了。
You might have even been shaking a little bit.
然后你的手在那里颤抖。
You had to constantly check them.
你不停的要在那里检查他们。
Do they see that stop sign?
你们看见那个红灯了没有？红灯过了。
You had to check them because it was so serious.
你要在那里检查他们，真的是很严重的事情。
And so he checked them. He didn't micromanage them. He checked them.
他耶稣不断不但是在那里小方面能够监督他们，但是他在那里检查他们的工作。
Have you ever told your child go clean their room?
你有没有告诉你的孩子去把房间整理干净
？And they came back and said, "All clean."
他回来然后说已经干净了。
And you said, "That's great. I don't even."
你说哎，真是太好了，我不需要去检查了。
I don't think so. I think you went up and looked at it.
我不是这样想，我认为你会去打开他们的门看一下。
And I think you said something like, I thought I said to clean it, not rearrange a few things.
然后你就对孩子说，我跟你说过，是把那个弄干净，不是把那些东西重新放位置。
I'm glad to hear you laughing.
我很高兴看到你们在那笑。
Because these are really serious principles.
因为这些真的是很严肃的原则。
Last principle.
最后一个原则。
Say amen.
Amen.
Are you hungry?
有没有饿了？孩子。
Reproduction.
就是结果子。
John 15:16.
约翰福音十五章十六节。
Was that thunder?
是不是打雷了
？Go and bring forth fruit.
就是说，这里是说我拣选了你们，并且派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。
Fruit that will remain.
那个果子会长存。
Reproduce.
去结果子。
When you disciple a person, help to reproduce Jesus' likeness in them, not your own.
当你去培训一个门徒的时候，你要是让他们结果子，是要结耶稣基督的果子，不是你自己的果子。
Here's a good test question.
这里有一个测试的问题。
Would Jesus' disciples carry on his work after he had gone?
这个耶稣基督的门徒们会不会延续耶稣基督的工作？当耶稣基督走了以后
，And he told them, "Wait in Jerusalem until you have received the Holy Spirit's power. Wait there. Don't be stupid. Wait there. When it comes, then go."
但是耶稣基督那时候告诉他的门徒，不要等在那里耶路撒冷等着，等圣灵的降临，然后才出去。
Christ's great commission includes the activities of going.Baptizing and teaching.
耶稣基督的大使命包括去外面去那里，然后给众人施洗，然后教导他们。
But the main controlling Greek verb is to make disciples.
但是最重要的一个希腊文的这个动词就是培训就是训练训练门徒。
Inside your family,
弟兄姐妹们，在你们的家庭中
，How many of you have family, big family? Some of them do not know the Lord.
有没有在你的有大家庭那些大家庭 不是很容易在一起啊，不认识耶稣啊。
Across the street are our neighbors.
在我马路对面是我的邻居。
And potential people to share with.
那就是我们可能会分享福音的人。
In our work situations.
在我们工作中。
We see some people every day.
我们会看见一些人，我们每天都看见他们。
And they see us.
他们也看见我们。
And if we are walking with the Lord.
如果我们和神同行的话
And the Holy Spirit is in us,
如果圣灵在我们中间的话
they will sense something is different about you.
他们会感觉到 你和你有一些特殊的地方
So let me give the final applications and we'll talk
我现在给一些最后的应用
Putting the truths into practice
然后要把这个真理放到这个操练中
I have heard the words
我已经听到这个真理了
well,
是一切真理
I've seen the outline.
我也看见这个大的框架了
Now you want me to do what?
你现在要我做什么呢
you want me to what? Put it into practice?
你要我把这些原则放到实践中、
really?
真的吗
I thought I could just go home.
我想我大概可以回家了
well, you can, but he wants us to put itinto practice
当然你可以回家了但是神要我们把这些放在实际的操练中
let me see the obedience
让我看看你们这样的顺服
just a couple of points number one
几点
making disciples is sacrificial living and sacrificial giving
培训门徒就是意味着你要做牺牲的生活然后 也要做牺牲的给予
If you choose to make disciples,
如果你选择要培训门徒的话
you will have to sacrifice.
你一定要牺牲自己。
The scripture says, how can I offer the Lord anything that does not cost me?
圣经上这样说，我怎样献给神，一些东西，这些神，没有代价的。
See the help, body of Christ, right there, boom, right there. You have help, brother. Yeah. Not only Holy Spirit, you have help in Mandarin. Boom, good. Training disciples.
培训门徒.
You're going to love this one.
你要喜爱.
Means we have to let them be with us.
就是说你一定要让那些这个门徒和我们在一起.
We have to let them follow us.
我一定要让他们来跟着我们。
And don't say to me, 老安 I'm a private person.
不要这样说，老安，我是个很自我的人，隐私啊，注重隐私的人。
Jesus took time in privacy, and often he took time to take care of himself, and he prayed. He had a private life.
耶稣也是这样做的他有自己的私人的生活他也有一些私人的时间但是他是平衡的
Jesus is perfectly balanced
耶稣是完美的平衡的
between privacy and public life
他在私人的生活和公众的生活中是完全平衡的
Is your home a castle
你的家是不是像一个城堡一样呢
a fort
或者是一个碉堡。
That only certain people can come if they have the password.
只有一些有限的人可以来，那些人一定要有这个密码才可以进来。
I'm not sure you could ever make disciples with that mindset. I'm not sure.
我真的不知道，如果你有这样的想法的话，你怎么能够做到培训门徒
？Training disciples means you have to let them into your life.
培训门徒就是说，你一定要那些。门徒到你的生活中来
and the parents here and the grandparents you know what that's like
做父母的或者是做祖父母的你们知道这是怎样一回事
they are with you maybe
那些孩子和你常在一起
and you are training them whether you know it or not
不论你知不知道你就是在那里培训他们
here's the last What is your vision for making disciples for Christ?
就是说你 怎样为耶稣基督培训门徒，你是怎样的看见呢？
The vision comes from the Great Commission.
这个你怎样的看见，是从这个大使命中间来的。
You don't have to make the vision up. The commandment is serious. It's solid. It's among Christ's last words. He's very serious about giving us our purpose in life. Make disciples for me.
这个看见是很清楚的，在圣经中所写的，这个并不是一个你的想法，而是神的大使命，就是神的命令，你就是要去天下使万人做我的门徒。
What is your my next action step in making disciples for Christ?
你和我的下一个行动的这个是怎样一个行动，就是为了耶稣基督培训门徒呢？
Next Thursday, I'm going to have lunch with a non-Christian who is in my writing class.
下一个礼拜二，我要和一个非基督徒，他是在我的这个写作课程中间。
That's my next action step.
那就是我下一步的行为。
To get to know him.
然后认识他。
To listen to him.
然后听他。
To listen to his journey.
然后听他的旅程。
To not kill him with the gospel.
不是用这个神的话语来杀他。
To delicately listen for the bridges, for the openings that he gives me.
然后我要仔细的在那里听，然后找一个他能够向我打开的那个桥梁。
My next action step is to have lunch with him and to pray quietly for him and to know him.
我下一个步要做的就是和他一起吃饭，然后静静的在那里为他祷告。
The answer that you give to what is my vision for making disciples,
就是那个答案对这个怎样我的下一步的是怎样培训门徒的一个看见。
Making disciples will help you determine your purposes in life.
培训门徒能够在你能够让你明白你生命的目的。
And brothers and sisters, your answers about making disciples.
弟兄姐妹们，这个答案是怎样培训门徒的答案
？Will determine how you face Christ someday.
就是会决定将来有一天你是怎样面对耶稣基督。
When you stand in front of Him alone.
当你独自一个人在耶稣面前站立的时候。
And when you give Him your account of how you spent your life.On this earth,
当你把你的一生在地上怎样过你的年月的这个账号给是这个账号给耶稣基督的时候
，May Christ give every one of us the desire to make disciples for Christ.
愿主耶稣基督给我们每一个人有这样的愿望，能够为他培训门徒。
Put it into practice.
然后把它应用到实践中。
再见。
Okay.